flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And from a duck blind in Mexico, known as Nolajase, we take you out west to Hackberry Rod and Gun for Captain Kirk. No, not that Captain Kirk. Our Captain Kirk Stansel, and I believe he is also in a duck blind. Captain Kirk, which blind are you in today? Where are you hunting?
I'm in Hackberry, in the marsh here, and we have not fired our gun. We've had about 3 opportunities, and they came at a bad angles or whatnot. Didn't see them in time in this early light, but there's a few ducks flying around. And we're hoping for the best. We're sitting here with zero wind, which it would help if we get a little wind. You know, yesterday it blew 40-plus here, and this morning it's dead calm.
Well, there's an Arctic blast coming, so I don't know when we're going to see the results of that as far as driving birds in. Sometimes, you know, these things drive them out, too. How's your hunting been?
Exactly. You know, I've noticed that's been more of a trend over the last 15 years. Where it drives the birds you have out more than it brings new birds in. Now, the first day of the front, yeah, you'll get some new birds. But after that, it gets tougher for whatever reason. You know, and I can remember, you know, 25, 30 years ago, you just couldn't wait for this kind of weather to come because it was going to bring the birds. But not so anymore.
Well, this trip you got this morning, is this a blast and cast or just a blast?
It's a blast, and we're going to see if we're going to cast because we may lose our water. We got under low water advisory this morning. So the tides are super, super low with that big wind we had yesterday.
Yeah, that wind combined with the natural tide range, which is, you know, right, pushing 2 feet. Yeah, it could leave some mud flats out there. Kirk, I just wanted to let you know, the Tigers in the Wild, our premier feature that we've recorded down there with you and pitcher right, Cade Woods and catcher Alex Milazzo, is scheduled to air on February 1st. That'll be the premiere of Tigers in the Wild, and we get to see how well those boys shot when you took them out.
Well, I know they did a good job. And what a pleasure to have those boys. You know, it was their class act. They really are. They represent their university well.
Yes, they do. And we got a couple more folks we're going to be taking out on our airboat hog hunt coming up at the end of the month. So
we got
to
fun.
Yeah, enough for them. I hope for them they're gonna get out there and do that. Anyway, yeah. Well, give us a quick fishing report if somebody's going down there fishing and dealing with the tides and possibly some muddy water.
Yeah, today we're going to just see what it brings. It's cold, tides are low. I think it's going to be a tough bite. If you can get out, you might be able to get over around one of the outlets, the weirs or something, and be some redfish in there. But that'd probably be the name of the game if we can get out.
Yep. Well, hopefully we won't experience any fish kills. Lord knows our populations are low enough to where we don't need any of that.
Right. I don't think it's going to get that cold.
Yeah, and it's going to be more of a gradual thing, which helps the fish accustom and get away instead of those real quick fall-off-the-cliff temperatures. That tends to strand them and get them.
Right.
Well, we're going to let you guys get back to hunting. Who you got with? You got some crack shots in the blind with you today?
I got some guys. I got Steve and Pete in here with me. Steve from over in your area. He's from Mandeville, I believe.
Yeah.
And Pete, where do you live? And Pete's from Pittsburgh.
Okay, a Pittsburgh guy. All right. Well, they get to experience the marshes in Louisiana. That's certainly a change of pace for him, no doubt about that.
Yes, sir.
Well, Kirk, keep doing your good job over that Hack Bear. If somebody wants to get you guys, they got a camera that you put on the catch on the dock. They can see that. Tell them how to get a hold of you if they're interested in the trip.
Yeah, go to our website, look at that camera. It's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com. And then our number is 888-762-3391.
Never had a bad trip there, and also never had a bad meal. You guys do pretty good.
Well, thank you, Don.
All right, Kirk. Have fun. We'll catch up with you next time.
Okay. See you later.
There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel. Hackberry Rod and Gun. Yeah, they use the rod and they use the gun.